listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table.
Weiss Clay is alive and well.
99% sure that Weiss Clay is living in my head.
It's growing the flock. I'm not sacrificing anybody. I'm spreading the word.
It was planned, dude. You scheduled it.
Scheduled? I already won.
You?
Yes. That's why I can tell you all of this. You cannot do good by stacking bodies up. And I trust that you'll make the right decision.
Why didn't I get a nickname?
You're an evil man. You've been sleepwalking for a long time. Midnight. Ask yourself if you're better off knowing that.
Yes. White has Will.
One shot of vodka.
I knew that meme.
Fucking good.
Me too. Yeah, we all laughed at that one.
There we go.
Dude, sick reference. You always make
LOL, the relatable.
Dude, references. Love memes. I love memes.
Well, I want to congratulate everyone at the table. This is session 50. Half of 100. I also do want to say to anybody listening to this, I'm not sure exactly when this episode's going to come out. Finn, any idea? What's our backlog? 13?
37 right now.
So 13?
Yeah.
I fucking nailed that.
Yeah.
So what? April?
No.
March? Yeah. Whenever you're listening to this, if you got to episode 50, thank you for listening. We're all having a lot of fun here playing this, so it's nice that other people are listening to it. At this point, we do have a solid amount of listeners, so it is pretty nice. But if you are up to episode 50, I'm imploring you, begging you, talk to us. Hit us up on Twitter. Send us a fucking Instagram DM. Talk to us. Let us know what you think. Because if you listen to fucking 50 episodes of this bullshit, then you have some opinion on it. So let us know.
You're going to get a message in a language you've never heard of in your entire life.
I hope our fucking Venezuelan listeners reach out, or the like one listener we have on like the Ivory Coast. Like, tell me what you're banging with. I also just realized.
What you up to, fool?
So when I was prepping this session, you know how many sessions I've prepped for? Probably like hundreds at this point. I always print out like the same kind of format for my notes, and it took me until right now, however many years I am into my DM career, to realize that I could do single space instead. So up to this point, all of my notes have been double spaced or 1.5 times, and I can't even tell you how many pieces of paper I must have wasted over these years. So that's news.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I was going to say, people should reach out on Twitter, because for the last, like, 6 weeks, every time there's an announcement, the first person that likes it is some fake OnlyFans account. It's like Mommy Milkers or something is the first person that likes every week.
God. The same Mommy one every time. Talk to us,
she's
baby.
Our biggest fan, though.
Nice.
Also, I don't know if people, like, know this who are listening, but Mike Finn handles pretty much all the social media stuff. He makes those little clips and stuff, so... If you like those, everybody say thanks, Mike Finn. If you're driving in your car, you're sitting in your office, you got your AirPods in, just say thanks, Mike Finn, out loud. He'll hear you. He's always there. Huge fucking session last time we played. Arguably, and I feel like I'm saying this every week, last session was the biggest session. So I do want to go into a recap. I know that there was a lot. I don't know how much you guys took notes-wise, but RJ's a chatterbox. And he chattered and chattered and chattered for like 3.5 hours. So, talk to me about some of the stuff that he said.
I feel like he's been really like unsettlingly like accurate in like the things that he says. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I agree.
Yeah. Is there anything that we have like confirmed that he said that we're like, oh, like that connected to the dot to that, and that makes sense? You know what, I guess about all the notes being different handwriting? That they were trying to set him up in the Wednesday swap thing. Oh yeah, that came up too. The right. Dan Winters and them are doing some shady shit today that we missed out on because we sent the cops everywhere. We did exactly what they wanted.
Roy's okay with the beans being spilled, like he trusts you guys. But I think RJ kind of was the catalyst for that.
And there's somebody over there with a full tall can of beans and none of them spilled out yet. Just an ominous can of beans.
That's true.
Ominous can.
That's
of
true.
Beans.
That's true. Yeah. But I mean, you can see where things are headed.
Yeah, but that's a Mike Finn thing. That's not a Caleb thing.
I mean, not one of us. But if we're talking about crazy shit, RJ did say there's a video of Dan Winters raping, killing, and eating a child. That's pretty lit.
Oh yeah, I guess we haven't really gotten to the whole point. That they're at this farm, and it's already in motion that this being is going to take over the world because everybody, we're not people.
So, the witching hour looms as Ray's trailer feels more cramped than before. The snowfall, now crossing the threshold into blizzard territory, knocks against the windows, the wind sending reverberations into this small living room. The four of you, taking up different positions, looking towards RJ, who sits on the sofa, are still met with the company of Becker, whose face is pressed into his hands, deep in thought. Little Aroka, unconscious again, is still handcuffed against the far wall. Sergeant Atkins is still on his face in the center of the room, and the edge of Aaron Lang's silhouette is still visible from the doorframe into Ray's bedroom. RJ, who has just finished his spiel about Midnight Killy, rubs his cuffed wrists gently, looks towards Roy, and says, I think I've been pretty forthright thus far, and I figured I'd ask, and I know you don't owe me anything, but I'd still figured I'd ask. Could you uncuff me? What do you do?
You answer one more question of mine. We'll think about it. I look around the room. What's Atkins doing?
He is silent.
Okay.
Squirming just a little bit, but more like shaking.
I point at Atkins, and I say, why was his knee stuffed with grain?
It's a conduit. Gets you closer. Like a radio antenna.
A conduit, how so?
Like I said, it gets you closer. It's connected to her. The harvests, the sun, the moon, heavy rainfall, fertility, grain.
So you're telling me my chickens are closer to her than I am?
Oh, yeah. It dials the phone number. But we just have to place the call. Bring. Bring. You gonna pick up, Sunset?
I walk up to him and I uncuff him.
Are you serious?
What do we have this guy for?
How much of that was bullshit? Seriously, the whole thing? Come on. The whole thing, right?
He just looks at you blankly.
You're telling me that was all truthful? I was sleepwalking this whole time. Better part of a decade. Nobody noticed. I didn't notice, and I just took up this mantle in my sleep after my father died, never knowing. Sure. Sure. And this guy over here. I walk over to Little Araka.
Unconscious.
Shake him awake. See if I can.
Kind of swallows hard, blinks, and looks up at you.
Look at my face. You would know me. Do you know me?
You say that towards Laraka?
Yeah, two hands on his collar.
He gives you a stare and doesn't say anything.
I throw him back down. against the ground.
Mm-hmm. And he kind of bounces off.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit. And this scumbag, what do we have him on? All the children he's murdered. How about that one?
Where's the proof?
He just told us about the girl we found in the snowbank.
That he killed her?
Did you?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
But this guy... This guy's the measuring stick for evil? Because oh, you did it because you had to. For your god. Oh, we feel so bad, but me and Bobby, oh... We're the real evil, aren't we?
Look. Hey, I'm trying to explain myself as thoroughly as I can. Okay, and I hope it doesn't seem like I'm talking down to you. Because if you got that impression, I promise you, it was not on purpose. Okay? What I'm doing, what I've done, everything up to this point, it's horrible. It's vile. Words can't describe it. They don't make words in the English language to describe it. Okay? But... You cannot quantify my actions. You can't put a number to it.
I would like to take a guess that a judge would when we get you in front of one. So, I say let's not take those cuffs off. Do you want to read him his rights or should I?
Why'd you just confess the fucking murder in a room surrounded by officers? What the fuck are you thinking?
I've been doing it all night. Sunset. All
right, you got it, Caleb.
Cuff him behind his back. I mean, I don't... Are we taking him to the station?
Sunset. Is that really the guy that you want to be listening to? Taking orders from? Hey, I'm not trying to overstep or anything like that. But I am assuring you, I've told you no lie. At all.
And yet, you still don't want to tell us where that farm's at. Look, you're talking about what kind of impression you're giving off. The only impression that I'm getting now is that you have no extra benefit to us.
Yes.
So let me ask you, if I point a gun at Jerry's head, I'm going to be stopped?
You can try.
And if I point a gun at your head, then what?
Then I'll have a gun pointed at my head.
You got nothing attached to you like he does?
No. Give it a shot. You need to have an intention on it.
I pull my fucking gun out and I press it against his forehead.
He leans up against it, just cool-faced. Pull the trigger. Find out.
Where's the farm at?
That is not your destiny. It's not.
What the fuck?
You're not going to be handed things. You're a detective. Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're a sergeant. Your whole life. Justice? Find it.
Look, I got Weiss Clay in my head. I'm thinking maybe I just put you down and welcome you into mine too.
Give it a shot, Sunset. See if I give half a fuck. All this. All these last days, everything that you've done. I'm not a threat to you. I've already done what I've done. I'm a raccoon in a dumpster. With my belly up, looking at you. I already won. I'm fatted up. Shoot me now? It doesn't matter. At all. I mean that.
I put the gun away. Should probably take him to the station, or... Get him in custody somehow, officially. Right?
How long do you think that's gonna last? What rules are we playing by? What rules are you playing by? Where are you right now? Right. Who are you right now?
Detectives.
These are important questions.
Detectives, let's step outside. I start to walk outside.
I walk out. Quietly. Just walk out.
Ray, do you follow?
Yeah, a little reluctantly.
Caleb?
Is Lang in the room?
He is not.
Where is Lang?
He is in Ray's bedroom. Last you saw.
Yeah, he's got his eyes on that other guy.
No, he does not.
Oh.
He's just sitting in there after Greg was taken out by, I believe, Jerry? Or maybe Caleb?
He's just sitting there alone?
Yes.
The fuck? Taking a nap?
Does anyone check on him?
Lang.
No response.
Sorry. I was waiting on that.
Ray, did you leave him in there?
Yeah. You can see the you can see his, like, arm. You can see the edge of him.
Lang?
No response.
Alright. I can see him.
You walk in?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look at him. He's sleeping. Head down. Breathing slightly. Eyes closed.
I get my finger. Just put it under his nose. Like, real softly. And then as soon as he starts to move, I give him a nice little slap on the face.
He jolts up. Looks around. Sorry.
No, you're not in trouble. We're going to take a step out for a minute. You just got to keep an eye on him. Shouldn't be more than a couple minutes, all right?
Okay, yeah, you got it.
You'll be done soon.
Mm-hmm. He puts his gun, which was on his lap, into his holster and steps into the living room. Posts up. Everybody steps out. The wind out here is vicious. Visibility is low. It's dark. Wind is whipping. Whoosh, whoosh. As you push the door open, it presses back, and you got to push kind of extra hard to get out, and then once you relieve that tension, it immediately sputters closed. And the four of you are on the porch.
I think we're stuck between a rock and a hard place right now, and I don't think we should put down the idea of killing him right now.
What do we get from that?
Well,
other than satisfaction.
That's pretty much it. There's also, look, I haven't tested this theory at all in any fucking way, shape, or form, but there's also a chance that if we kill him, he's gonna hop into one of our heads.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, his consciousness is going to join. It's going to enter your headspace, and you're going to keep him prisoner in your own head, essentially. I think that's that. Look, I'm not saying that's the best thing to do, but I think it's a possibility. It's a lot better than Dan Winters finding out that we have him in custody at our facility. But I'm open to ideas. What are we going to do? Keep him at Ray's house?
You could.
I mean, he's given us information. I don't...
Okay, if we keep him here, then what? We got to have somebody here at all times.
We just could put him on a leash and bring him everywhere with us. He doesn't seem to care what happens from here.
He killed that guy's niece, man. He killed that little girl.
He killed his own niece. RJ is not the same as Greg Atkins. I don't know what RJ is, but he's not the same as any of us. I don't hold him to the same standard at this point as I do any other regular human being. All right. I believe him.
I believe him too. I absolutely believe him. I don't think there's going to be a way to really fish this farm out from him, though.
There's another guy in there that hasn't said anything yet. We don't know where he's been. But I know he's definitely seen some shit. And he's been around some big people.
Seriously? We're buying all this? He's gonna jump into your subconscious? Seriously, when you shoot him?
Look,
seriously, Jerry, he's not a human, Jerry?
Did you see him when we opened up the freezer?
It seemed cold to me. Seriously, where does that get us? More fighting a big monster.
What's your idea? What's your idea?
Find this farm, do what we wanted to do 3 days ago. Get winners.
What do we do with him then?
Lock him up, shoot him in the head, I don't care. We have our directive. We know where winners is, and we know that we have evidence against him there. We can get him. Isn't that what we wanted? Or do you guys want to sit around fighting ghosts?
We absolutely have to find that farm. I agree with that.
He's not going to tell us where the farm is.
And that's... He's right. That's something we can do. As detectives, we should be able to find that.
All right, maybe we,
That's all that I know how to do. How are any of you going to wrap your head around anything else that he said? What's the next step if that's our goal?
Look, he knew. Almost everything he said was definitely factual, except for a few things that, like... Look, man, I get it. Like, I don't know what the fuck he was talking about with you, but, like... Frankly, you've been in denial about this whole fucking state you've been in for the past week or so.
If you're gonna believe all that, then why wasn't there a gun to my forehead? Seems like I'm just as bad as him.
Because I think if something is attached to Jerry enough where something would kill for him, I... Look, it's all hunches, but, maybe something is protecting that fucker, too. That fucker being RJ. Alright, so if we keep him here...
We still don't know... Correct me if I'm wrong. Why they were going to kill RJ, right? Or did he tell us that?
I know he said.
I don't think that we should assume, especially if we're saying.
They said it in the phone call at the gas station. He's a liability.
But why would he be a liability? Because of the people at the farm?
He said himself that his interests don't align, don't exactly align with the police either.
He told us. What damn Winters is after. We can all get on the same page that guy's a son of a bitch, but I don't know how. I don't like the idea of just shooting RJ.
I don't either.
Some bad shit's gonna happen to one of us.
I agree.
And have we even thought about the fallout of this whole thing yet? Like, regardless of the decisions we make? With Adkins going back to his job? We got the son of a mob. Mob boss, mob family. I mean, RJ's a shitstorm enough.
Right, we can't let these people... Frankly, we can't let them loose right now.
The hard evidence, that's the only place that my head's at. If we have this tape, does anybody look at us? If there's concrete proof of who Winters is? Who cares how we got it?
As long as we got it.
Alright. Let's hope we can find it. And we don't have to kill him either, so. But I think we should all be thinking about that as we move forward.
I think that brings us back to our main point, though. Where do the three of them go tonight?
I can't let that kid walk. If I can't hold him hostage, he can't go anywhere.
I'm not opposed to him staying here. I'm really not opposed to any of them staying here. It's either your house, one of our houses, or maybe Davy Jones, but
a storage unit.
Perhaps it happens now, or perhaps it happens gradually over time, but at this very moment in the chilling cold, you guys all become very aware of a wave of exhaustion that has hit you. Until the four of you get rest, every single roll that you make, including sanity, is going to be made at a at a plus 20.
I think we gotta do something to force their hand. We've been reactive in this whole thing. We have to make them make a play somehow. Hurry things up. Get to the cabin. I don't think having RJ is enough, but we got this kid, man.
What are you suggesting?
Well, we gotta get his family's attention.
And how would you like to do that?
Well, any way that we use law enforcement is just immediately going to get someone higher up than us involved, because it'd be a national investigation on this crime family. But I mean, if he popped up dead somewhere around here, which happened to be in our jurisdiction, with a note,
you don't
message,
think him going missing will bring enough attention to it? He's kind of missing right now. Is this Atkins or the kid?
The kid. Yeah, but... Well, this Atkins has a cover, right? He's a cop. A little cop meetup. He could probably get his ass saved. This kid... He's got mob ties, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's like... being off child support and getting pulled over, right? You're fucked. One little thing.
What do you guys think about that? How old's the kid?
Best you can tell, 17, 18.
We shouldn't kill someone that young. We shouldn't. We shouldn't. We could, like, we could stage something, feeding off your idea. Like, we could use Atkins to stage, like, a press conference. Saying he's gonna speak about, like, I don't know.
He could be a piece of this, though. The kid hasn't even talked yet. We could try to get him to talk before we make any decisions.
Yeah. Let's go back in. I'm getting fucking cold out here.
Walk back in.
Step back in to see a slightly different scene than how you guys left it. In the center of the room now is Aaron Lang and Bastion Becker, who are standing, having a conversation. RJ is still on the couch. Greg Atkins, however, is not on the floor. He is now in a chair off to the side, still handcuffed, head down. Sarge is sitting, looking towards RJ. Little Araka is still against the far wall. Aaron Lang and Becker, look at you guys enter.
Walk over to LaRocca.
Mm-hmm.
Give him little love taps on the cheek. Get him wake up.
Yeah, and he's more in it than he was prior, and he looks at you.
How you doing, buddy?
I think I have a concussion.
All right, I won't joss you around anymore. You gonna be willing to talk to us about some things?
What do you want? Money? You don't the type.
You've been riding with this RJ fellow for a while?
I've known about him, yeah.
How'd you find out about him?
Through a mutual friend of ours.
Got a name?
John LaRocca. Ever heard of him?
You ever go to this cabin? This cabin with this guy?
No, I don't know what they're talking about. He coughs. Hands handcuffed towards his face, and you can see that there's like a little tiny splattering of blood mixed in with saliva.
How about John?
I don't know.
Well, you said he was buddies with both of you, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if Uncle John made it up there or not.
Well, whether it was up there or not, you know if he ever comes around these parts at all to interact with what's been going on?
I don't know, maybe.
Kind of like steadies his eyes, almost like they focus in like a camera lens. What do you want? What do you want?
Not you.
Roll alertness.
You said plus 20, right?
Yeah, so whatever you roll, add 20 to it.
Okay, so 46. 26 plus 20.
On a...
Oh, sorry, 77.
Okay, I'm going to write you a note and hand it to you.
Okay.
You notice this.
Is there anything I could get you? Help you out in this situation?
I'm gonna make a roll real quick, hold on. Well, you don't seem like the type of person to just let me go. You obviously have some reason for me to be here. We can make a deal?
Well, I ask you again. What can I get you?
Ticket out the front door.
What do you think, Caleb?
I mean, unless you have concrete evidence, know about this, where this is, this farm, what are you willing to give us?
I know where that farm is. He nods. I know where it is.
Can I roll a human hit?
Sure, go ahead.
If you were going to do something, you can go first. Go ahead.
I want to make a roll sort of about this.
Okay, write what you want to do on the back of that note and hand it to me.
All right.
And then, in the meantime, Caleb, if you want to roll human intelligence on what he said.
That should be a critical fail.
What'd you get?
I rolled 111.
It's hard to get a read on him. He's very wishy-washy in the way that he talks, where it almost seems like, I don't know, he's talking different at different points. Chup has just handed me a note. Go ahead and roll human intelligence.
Oh, no. 95 on a 74.
Can't get a read on it.
Okay.
Let me go. Let me go. I will tell you exactly how to get there.
Could you take us there?
No, because there's nothing guaranteeing that you won't just drop me the second we get there.
As in, kill you. Not leave you there. Just
kill me.
You think I'm here to kill you? You think that's my goal? After telling you I didn't want you.
If you didn't want me, then let me go.
Now you're,
like I said, I mean, do you want to make a deal? Do you want to make a deal or not? We can make a deal.
You're a smart kid. If you haven't figured out through my terms exactly what I'm trying to get at, well, I guess you really haven't dealt with your uncle that much, have you?
He's stronger than he ever has been. And he's deeply entrenched.
You scared of him?
No. No, he will protect me. If he knew that I was here, I guarantee that everyone in this room would be dead except for me. I promise you that. And if you know my uncle, like I do, you know I'm not kidding.
Oh, I know you're not kidding. I'm just trying to figure out what you mean by that, because you know, we got a lot of freaky shit going on. So what do you mean by that? What do you mean have us all killed in here?
Oh, I mean in the old-fashioned sense. This new wave that's kind of coming through, that's not in the everyday common household for our family right now. It'll get there.
That's what you're after.
Yeah. But like I said, I don't have anything to do with it. I don't have any other information on it. I told you already what I knew about it. If you want to get to that ranch, that farm, I will tell you how to get there if you let me walk out that door. I mean that.
What do you guys think?
I think we're police officers, and that's not how this works. I think you show us proof, you help us out, and then we help you out.
RJ speaks up. Police officers? Is that what you think you are right now? I don't mean to be the peanut gallery here. I really don't, but we are so past that sunset, and you know that.
Is he lying, RJ?
Yes. He has no idea where it is.
I look at the kid.
He looks at you confused. I've sat here. Yeah, okay, maybe I passed out a couple times. But when I am listening, I'm listening to you four talk to a lunatic. And he looks towards Caleb. A lunatic. Who's told you a bunch of shit that... I mean, and you listen to him? And you listen to him now, still? He's a fucking lunatic.
Atkins, you ever go there?
He's sitting in the chair. He looks up and shakes his head.
Either way, kid, if you... Frankly, I don't believe you, but if you want us to believe you, you gotta show us first.
No. No, because you say you're police officers, you're not police officers. This is not how police officers do what they do. You're criminals. I'm a criminal. I'll treat you like how I deal with other criminals.
We're criminals.
Yeah. Based on the gash on the back of my head and the dead bodies that you left in Golden King, I would say that that's criminal behavior. Look at all of this. The last few hours. That's criminal behavior.
That's not what the report's gonna say. But the report's gonna say we were attacked, which is true, and we were defending ourselves, which is absolutely fucking true, buddy.
Okay. And then all your other cop buddies will believe that, but you'll know. You will know that you are a criminal. Meet me on a level playing field, or don't talk to me. That's my offer. That's the deal.
You're sitting there. It looks like we have the high ground, so I suggest you start talking. What was your business there again? I mean, what were you protecting? What exactly do you know?
He doesn't say anything, but he just looks at RJ.
Does RJ look back?
No. RJ's looking at Sarge. The dog.
I say, you're protecting him.
Yeah, we were watching him.
For who?
For the family, for everything, for...
What are you guys watching him for?
I'm not answering these questions.
I grab him by the throat. Uh-huh. But not hard, though.
Yeah.
I just, like, make eye contact. Mm-hmm.
Assert position.
Can I persuade? Can I be like... If you want to help yourself, if you want to get out of here... You're going to have to say them some things that you don't want to say.
I will allow you to roll persuade, but a successful roll is not guaranteed compliance.
Okay. Fuck. 109.
We're wasting time. You're wasting time. It's what? 1, 2 o'clock in the morning? I'm not telling you nothing. No, it's past that. We're past that. That's the deal. That's the final offer. Otherwise, kill me. I'll be celebrated.
So if we let you walk, is that what you're going to do? You're going to walk on out of here?
If you take the deal, yeah. I'll go home. I don't care what happens from here on out.
And tell your uncle about this?
Maybe.
You don't even know where you are. You're in the trailer in the middle of the fucking woods, in the middle of nowhere. It is blizzarding outside. It's 1 a.m. What are you gonna do? What if I told you to get out right now and walk? Because that's what you want, right? I've been a criminal for so long. Years. Years. You've been talking to a criminal this whole fucking time, dude. Where the fuck is that cabin?
I don't know.
Maybe we could beat it out of Dan Winters' his two right-hand men. No one in this room's gonna help us, frankly. We either gotta go to bed or figure something out.
Only thing he was right about. We're wasting time here.
Absolutely.
Am I needed for any of this shit? Or can I go back and start looking into this case? Start looking into where this is. The way I know how.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
What are we gonna do with these guys?
Someone's gotta watch them. Becker, I recommend you leave.
I would appreciate some time to think things over and just be alone for a little bit.
Sure, man. Sure. In the meantime, we need some... If we want to have insurance on this, we need someone to watch these guys. And Lang is... And I look at Lang. I'm like, Lang might as well be passed out right now. How you feeling, Lang?
I'm tired, boss.
Roy smiles. Roy actually smiles. I'm tired, boss. Lang, you remember that talk we had earlier?
Yeah.
About you wanting to be here, having to be here.
Yeah.
If we get you some coffee, can you push it? You gotta be honest, because if you can't push it, then we're all fucked. Frankly, we're all putting our faith in you, buddy.
Sarge, I am with you every step of the way.
No fucking way.
All right, let's get you some coffee.
Shit.
All right.
We're all human intelligence.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
What, you didn't have your dice out?
No.
What is an RP session?
90. Okay, 110.
Oh. Yeah. He's rip-raring to go.
Lang, if you fuck this up. We're all fucked, I just gotta say. So I'd appreciate the honesty. And I go, do you have a coffee maker, Ray?
Yeah, I just start whipping up a whole pot. Mm-hmm. I whip up one, get ready for the second. Just fucking... You can hang here tonight, Lang. I'll stay up with you for a while.
Thanks. RJ does speak at one point. He looks towards Roy. So I know you have big plans and, you know, all that stuff. I hope you sleep well tonight.
Why is that?
You seem tired. Can I ask you a weird question? I know I've been asking nothing but weird questions, but...
Shoot.
Are you scared?
A little bit. Well, more than a little, but...
Do you think that fear is natural?
Absolutely do.
The way that I see it, especially considering the situation that you are all in, is every emotion, every single... event in your life that you experience is compared to a prior experience, you know, to set up some sort of baseline, right? You're happy for sun because you remember when it rained, and you're happy for warmth because you remember when you were cold. That memory of rain, that memory of cold, you know, you call back to it and you think about that.
the one thing that I've been thinking about sitting here is newborns. You know, fresh out the womb, blank slate. They feel emotions, but they don't have anything to compare it to. So there's something in there from the second you're born. Do you think that that's fear?
I think, yeah. I think that, that's probably the first emotion everyone experiences, really.
Now, I know that you think that I'm a lunatic, but Roy, this is all very, very real. And you need to listen to what I say, because it's going to be important to know it. A big change is coming. You should spend time with your niece.
What kind of change is coming?
I told you.
Are you above winters in this? I'm meaning like... Why do we need to get to his place if you think you're fucking... You've been satiated?
You don't have to go anywhere. You should go home. Get rest.
If I shoot you in the head, will you enter my brain?
Honestly? I don't know. I don't know.
What the fuck happened to Weiss then, man?
That's on you. His soul. His soul. Do you believe in souls?
I do.
Describe the general concept to me.
Well, I think you kind of described it yourself, albeit in a more, much more grim manner. You know, your vocab of it was talking parasites and pure entities, but I don't think it's as black and white as that.
It is. That's you. That's the real you that I have worked so hard to save. That beautiful, weightless, ethereal creature that's locked away. That's what I'm working for. That was forced to pay taxes, pay rent, fight in wars, die. That's not what we were meant for, Roy. We came from somewhere else, I promise you. And it was beautiful. All this that you're experiencing now, the love you give, the hate you hold on to, the dogs you walk, the art you make, the rockets you watch take off, the neighbor you stone and the greed you hold, and all of that is a firework. A trail, a bang, and a fizzle, and it's over, and that's it, and it is nothing compared to the bigger picture from where we're going and where we came from. You could dance all day. And you know what? She's there waiting for you too. So when I called it a parasite, I might have misspoke. It's more like a warden, and you are its prisoner. Just think about what I'm saying. Think about what's important to you.
I start to walk out. And I say, you're surrounded by wardens, buddy. Who's the real prisoner? I walk out.
He looks back at his hands.
I leave.
Jerry walks out.
Becker steps out behind Jerry and catches Roy and Jerry kind of on the porch. Would it be too much to ask for one of you to drop me off at the motel?
Who's more on the way?
I don't think I drove my own car.
You did not. You're still parked at the station.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is Caleb.
All right, everybody hop in. I think I drove here.
You did. PT Cruiser's out front.
Sweet.
Yeah, I turned to Ray. I'll come back to help you. Help him. I can go through this stuff here, but just give me like 2 hours. I need to grab some stuff. Maybe get a little bit of rest. Explain why I haven't been home in... What are we going on, 13 hours?
We'll be all right here. Go get some sleep.
Thank you. I walk out.
Caleb, roll alertness.
Ooh. 36 on a 68.
As you are in the door frame, door opens, you look back, little Araka winks at you.
Keep walking.
Out the front door, close the door. You see the PT Cruiser is on.
I pile in.
Get in the back.
Into the PT Cruiser?
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving everybody.
I don't think there's another car. I think we took 2 cars to Ray's.
What's up?
One of them was Ray's.
Right.
No, wouldn't have Lang pulled up in a patrol car too? I know he's staying.
Sure. Yeah, he did.
Still.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, with 1/4 of the VCU still in his home, with 3 people of interest, and Aaron Lang, and the rest in a PT Cruiser, warming their cold bones, that is where we're going to pick up next session.
Thanks for listening to this episode of LFVCU, a Nasty Table production. Please be sure to follow us on social media. We're active on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok at The Nasty Table.